We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elugbadebo. Be revived.
Can we say amen? Okay, before we start answering questions this morning, I just believe I need to share a prophetic perspective or a burden that I believe the Lord put in my heart for us. This morning, I woke up with a song in my heart. And oftentimes, I normally pay attention to the first thought that comes around my soul when I wake up in the morning. You know, there are times that you sleep. I try as much as possible. I try not to sleep with a problem in my heart anyway. So most of the time I wake up, early morning thoughts. Either I wake up in the middle of the night or maybe first thing in the morning if I sleep late. So this morning I woke up with a song and I knew it was the Lord ministering to me to also minister to God's people. And it was this T.Y. Belo song, "The Land is Green." You know, apparently during the week I stumbled upon a podcast she did, why she wrote that song. It was a song I used to like when she wrote. It's been a long time. It's an old song. So, but I think it was not by mishappens that I stumbled upon it. And I don't think I finished it. Just listen to some of the things that she was saying. Of course, she had grown and matured more. I'm sure she should be in her 50s or close to her 50s now. You know, so I could see the maturity, the wisdom, and also the, you know, there's a maturity that comes with growth also. So the Lord placed it in my heart, and I felt that He needed to prophetically stir up our hearts and understand seasons. You see, many of us, we are maturing in the season of our life where we don't know how to, we may not know how to handle seasons. Different seasons comes and go. And it's part of the prophetic wisdom of God is to instruct you on what to do when the season comes. There have always been dry seasons and then what you call maybe a wet season. You know, even in the context of economy, there will always be times where things will look dry. You know, it's way as if there are no opportunities in the land. In fact, I think she was referring to that when she sung that song. By the time I now received the instruction this one, and I went to listen to it again, and I was not telling my wife that she was saying that it was about 20 years ago where things were hard in Nigeria. So I just found out that this season of famine is always, you may not know it 20 years ago because you were in primary school or you were in secondary school. And most of the brunt of that season was taken by your parents. Okay? It's possible that my children may not do anything right now because, you know, much of the heat and the challenges is the parents taking. But I found out that, you know, the cycles always change. And then you will also come to a cycle of your life where you will not have to learn how to maneuver a season. So for many of us, we are in that season where we need to understand what to do in times of famine. Many don't know how to live in such times. And how you act in that season determines the outcome of your life after that season folds away. So many are not aware. So we don't see opportunities in the seasons that come to us. Can we all say amen? So the first thing I need to let you know is that, you know, we need to be in an attitude of thanksgiving always. Do not allow the pressure in the economy enter your spirit. Don't allow it. Don't allow it to enter your spirit. You know, even at home at times when I say things are expensive because I'm a father of the house. I drop money regularly. I give them money for this. So, but as I do that, it does not break my spirit. I'm more conscious of the fact that, now that does not mean we don't manage. I believe in management. Management is a principle for being accountable on the resources of God. Can we say amen? I'm not hearing an amen.
Amen.
Many of us are wasteful. And because of that, we will not profit in a season like this. I checked that the part of the first instructions that God gave man in the garden was how to manage resources. So even when there is abundance, we should manage. Some of us think that when there is abundance, we should be wasteful. No, we should not. We should manage. The wisdom of management is that when there's abundance, when we manage well, then we'll have excess resources to be able to do things in the future. And there's a lot of wisdom for that. Can we say amen? I even learned that even as a principal, as a church, in resources, that by the time the opportunity came to buy land, we had things on ground. You know, because then we were calling for resources that people should sow. But there was already some resources on ground. Imagine when there's no resource on ground. We may not have even been able to enter into negotiation in the first place. So I understand that there's always a principle of learning to manage. I'm even thinking that in these things, because some of us think that learning to manage is lack of faith. No, we are not wise in many areas. So I think that those are areas I'm trusting. We will need a lot of seminar next year. Can we say amen? That's part of the discipleship thing I'm talking about, being able to instruct people with sufficient wisdom to know what to do in different seasons. So at times, to be able to manage resources is a demonstration of an ethics of God. If you understand God, God is an accountable manager on all the resources that he gives or that he constores. So, but I'm not really looking at that. I'm looking at you in an atmosphere or in a season of famine, you always abounding in thanksgiving and not allowing the physical economy to affect your conversation as a believer. In no way. Can we say amen? So first thing, you have to be in regular thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I remember one time in the week, was it maybe last week, you know, I'd give him money for something. I kept giving money for several things. And they were not small money. And all of a sudden, the enemy just put it in my heart that it will finish. You know? And then I just, you know what I said back? I said, Father, I give you thanks for abundant resources. So I responded in thanksgiving and declaration of faith. I said, Father, I give you thanks. So if you're not in thanksgiving, resources will not multiply. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Resources multiplying and atmosphere of things. I'm teaching you things that will be very useful for you. Take me to John 6, when Jesus gave thanks on the bread and the fish. This is a principle for multiplication. You will not multiply when you are complaining or you are grumbling. Nobody multiplies that way. Can we say amen? So the first response should be that you give thanks. Okay? We give thanks. You give thanks. You give thanks. Please, give me that scripture. John 6. Somewhere in John 6. Start from verse. Let's start maybe from verse 17. You know, the response. I just love the way the Lord Jesus handled that situation. And I'm also growing to understand the way our master lived. Jesus was teaching and his disciples informed that people has not eaten. And that was an information, that should have been a very strong information because there was no food on ground. Like in terms of physical, enough supplies that could go around physically. Okay? And when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that this may eat? And this is said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. We'll always know what to do. Amen. I'm not hearing your amen.
Amen.
So, I mean, we should always be in the spirit. Wisdom is always profitable to direct. Wisdom is always will always lead you and direct you. And Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them might take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which have five what? Barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many? That is the point. What are they among so many? So at times we look at what is at hand and then we despise it. So I'm trying to teach you a principle of how to plug regularly into God's abundance of grace. And Jesus said, make the men sit down, that there was much, now there was much grass in that place. So the men that sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the bread, and when he had what? Given thanks. So thanksgiving is what causes or creates the atmosphere of the miraculous. Thanksgiving. I want you to understand what I'm saying. So don't allow grumbling to enter your heart, because it's possible that things may still go up more. I don't know. But it's possible that things may go up more. So always abound in thanksgiving. When you have the food that the Lord provides for you, appreciate that food and receive it with thanksgiving. The resources that God gives you, appreciate it and give thanks concerning it. Don't allow the environment in the nation enter your spirit. Don't let it culture your soul. You should always respond in faith. Now, that does not mean you are wasteful. Like I said, if you have always been a wasteful person before now, maybe your own learning will be how to manage resources. But management of resources should be an ethic, either in abundance or when there is nothing existing. You should be a shrewd accountant of God's resources in your life. Secondly, Habakkuk chapter 3, I guess. Let's quickly check that. I feel I need to drop all these things. We must learn. Can we say amen? So the point is, it says, although the fig shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off of the fold, and there shall be no end in the stores. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God, what? Of my salvation. So at times, even when you have an expectation, probably an expectation concerning a promotion, an expectation concerning a job or a business, and it fails, okay, this should be your immediate response. I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
Maybe there's an expectation. You're expecting some deal to come through for you. And the deal does not come through like you have desired them to come. Or you are trusting God for a promotion. And the promotion does not come like you have desired it to come. Your immediate response. Don't even wait. Your immediate response should be thanksgiving. And rejoicing. Because what thanksgiving and rejoicing does is to create an atmosphere of sustenance for you. Now, you know, I've talked about an atmosphere of thanksgiving that creates miracles. There's also an atmosphere of thanksgiving that creates sustenance. So the Lord will always sustain you still before he opens another door or brings another opportunity. Can we all say amen? I can't hear you say amen. So instead of responding in complaints, grumblings, and then you're now looking at people that probably, maybe you're looking at the situation, you now start looking at the situation logically. Maybe there's something in the office, you were supposed to be promoted, and some people ganged against your promotion. Okay? Or somebody had promised you a business deal and I told you that just come on Monday, the deal will be sealed. And then you got there on Monday, you now discovered that somebody maybe double-crossed you and took the deal away from you. Now, the first response is to feel a tinge of bitterness. I don't know if I'm talking with you. A tinge of bitterness. But I'm telling you that I want you to know how to sustain an atmosphere of the Spirit. That's what the Lord wants us to learn, to sustain an atmosphere of the Spirit, irrespective of what is happening around. So your first response should be in rejoice. Can we all say rejoice?
Rejoice.
Can we all say the word again?
Rejoice.
I can't hear you.
Rejoice.
So the first thing is that you rejoice. Say, Father, I thank you. I'm in rejoicing because I know that all things work together for my good. That all things, well, even in this situation, I may not see it, but I know it, because faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. For I walk by faith and I don't walk by sight. And Father, I still thank you. Even when I do not see it, I know you are working all things for my good. So you can see, you have allowed the word of God to frame your reality. So even in a situation that is supposed to be negative, that you're supposed to be depressing, demoralizing, and open the door for Satan. Because what the enemy does is that Satan is always looking for an opportune time. Like God also uses opportune time to lift us up. I'm not hearing an amen. Now the opportune time is that the enemy will open a door for temptation. That door is that if you don't abound in thanksgiving, what you do is that you give Satan a room to tempt you more. So Satan will come and give you suggestions that will tie you to the flesh perpetually. So if you lose a job, you should leave that office blessing everybody. Now, you can actually stay in bitterness that maybe your boss sacked you when the economy is tough. Now, how does he expect you to feed? The responsibility of sustaining you and your family is not in the hands of your boss. No, I'm not your yes sir is so weak. It's not in the hands of your boss. So you have no business with your boss. Okay? You are so wired up to God in understanding and faith that you know that God's resources never fail. So your understanding your understanding is not affected in any way. You're always in thanksgiving. So I want us to master. Remember that I taught us this thing last year. But I told at times we don't use some of things that we have learned. I told you about what? The rejoicing of our pray without ceasing and in everything what? Give thanks. For this is the will of God, what? You are not talking. This is the will of God, what? So I've showed you the cycle of rejoicing, prayer, and thanksgiving. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Staying in a place of joy. Don't allow anything to break your joy. At times, Satan will try to cause things to break your joy. All those things, they are to tamper with the atmosphere of the Spirit. You need to be very wise. Maybe something happens. That is depressing. Just put it away from your mind and focus on keeping and sustaining the atmosphere of the Spirit. Because you need the atmosphere of the Spirit to be intact for consistent miracles to work in your life. Amen. I believe that, I see some of the miracles of God in my life. And I thank God at times, I just wonder how God does some things, how he brings sustenance. And it's not planned. I just know that there is a wisdom in these things. It's good to study some things that work for you so you can teach others. I just know that God is always coming through. I'm telling you. God, if at times, even from places you never think of. Somebody called me this week and sent me an amount of money. I just saw the amount of money. It was not from this church. And when I saw the amount, I was wondering because I normally check what comes into my account. So I was trying to wonder, I hope it's not a mistake. So that you don't start spending money and then bank. Sure, you understand? So I'm not so. I don't normally spend money because the money did not have description. So I was wondering, who sent this amount of money? It was at the exact time I needed to do something. So I was wondering, who sent this amount of money? And I noticed that that always happens consistently. It's almost as if one cycle wants to end, another just kicks in. So while I was just thinking or not, the person now sent a message to me. I mean, it's the last, when I say last thing I'll ever think of. And I knew that, okay, so God is always working all things. There's a way God is working. Why is it that? Of course, I believe that the person too probably wanted to sow, to connect something. But I mean, I looked at it that if I say I know a resource can come from that area, I'll be lying to you. Because it was an unlikely source. Then I now knew that, okay, God knows how to work things out. I learned another lesson. I had known that before. I've lived like that before. Eh? But God just retaught me that lesson about how to live in peace. So many of us are very troubled when we see our resource go down. We are troubled. We have not mastered life in the spirit. And because of that, you see, this time is when you have to learn, you have to learn certain training of the spirit. I'm not getting a response from you. I want to teach you. Don't allow the enemy to make you sensual. If you allow the enemy to make you sensual, they're going to miss this season. Because right now, some people are plugging in. This season over Nigeria is going to pass away. It will pass away. It's going to open another season. The cycle. I remember when we were transiting from military to civilian, there was something like that too. This time is not going to be like that. Tinubu's government is not the last government in Nigeria. And someone says, after this government, something else is coming. No, God is going to bring comfort to Nigeria. Yeah. God, as I speak, is already preparing those that he will send to bring the land into a season of abundance and comfort. Now, you don't operate in abundance because the land is now abundant. So now, if Nigeria is abundant, but it doesn't operate that way. You operate it in the spirit first. So the way it even is that your spiritual environment or your spiritual reality is what determines your external reality. So at times, you may not even know a difference between a season that is farming or not. If you have walked well in the way of the Spirit, there is no difference. In fact, it is even possible that it is in a time where people call farming that you now do more things. And I can tell you that. I have seen that. That when things look difficult on you, then you now experience a supernatural grace. You're experiencing it not because of anything. It's because of times of sowing. The times that you have obeyed God and it did not make sense. The times you have, because of love, done things that are contrary to the physical circumstance, but you responded in faith. All those times, what you are doing is that you are making what? You are creating your own economy. The way I see it is that there is a way you will create your economy, and then when that economy has been created and is full, it works in all season. It's in Psalm 1. Let me just show you. It works in all seasons. Many of us have not created that economy yet. So you have to make sure, when I create an economy, I'm talking about an economy of life in the spirit, that no matter what happens physically, you are always sure that the resources of God will always meet you at the point of your need. Can we say amen?
Amen.
This is not even about having the knowledge or physical knowledge to go into investments and all that. I'm not even talking about that. That can include it if Holy Ghost leads you that way. But your faith will not even be in that. Because there are some economic farmings that will even touch your reserves. So if your faith is in that, you'll find out that by the time you get your reserve, corruption has eaten it. So you have to learn to always trust God. Can we say amen? So, I like the word, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatever and bringeth forth his fruit, what? In a season, his weave shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall what? I like that. So it is because he had walked. He had walked in faith and responded to God in all season. So when you have learned to obey God in all season, when it's convenient or not, can we say amen?
Amen.
You do the will of God. A time will come where that season will become permanent. Nobody's saying amen.
Amen.
It just becomes permanent. It becomes your life. Yes. So I think I need to encourage us to understand this, because many times Satan cheats believers all the time when it comes to this. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
Take me to John 4 finally. John 4, 30. Is it 34? So in such a season like this, make sure that you have your seed in the ground. Yes. It says, make sure that there nothing stops you from obeying God. Make sure that nothing stops your love from abounding. If not, you'll find out that you'll not be able to walk in what I'm saying. I believe that this season, God wants to use it to lift many believers. I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
And Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to what? Finish his work. Look at verse 35. He said, say not ye that they have yet 4 months and then come what? The harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields. They are white. Already what? I like the word, lift up thy eyes. Lift up their eyes. So the ability to lift up your eyes is what I perceive the Lord wants us to. So the Lord wants us to live at a plane of reality that is full of the Lord's possibilities. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord, because the Holy Spirit in this season, just make sure that your heavens are constantly clear of impediments, anything that can stop you from God and bringing forth direction and leading. Just make sure that you just pay attention to there to be a free-throw between you and heaven. Nothing should stop there to be a free-throw. Walk away from bitterness. Walk away from unforgiveness. Walk away from things that can offend you, that can block the life of the Spirit. All those things have a way of even affecting your natural economy. Walk away from them and be joyous at all times. Praising God at all times. Full of compassion. You know, at times, you are thinking of yourself and there's a need. You know, I remember that, you know, there was a friend that was in need. He was in need, and I mean, I had resources that was just okay for me. And the need was, I mean, there's always need around me all the time. So, but God just used my wife to tell me that this person needs this thing more. I said, this money is more true. But she encouraged me and we said, we are going to reach out to this brother. But, you know, I learned a lesson from that also. The lesson I learned from that is that, you know, at times you can be so conscious of your own need. Like Pastor was teaching us in the first teaching, you are conscious of yourself. Such that at times when you are too conscious of yourself, you don't see the need of another. Those are we must be careful that the enemy does not make us insensitive. Thank you, that's the word. So God help me, because I mean, we need one another. I mean, thank God used mommy just to remind me of that. I said, oh, that's true. So immediately, I just pushed the money out. Actually, if the money had stayed in my hand, I would have used it for something that I may not have even been able to really account for and say, this is exactly what I did with it. But that particular resource, I'm sure, will have been a whole lot of relief to that other person. So I learned that also, that at times the environment is teaching you to be selfish. So you think of yourself. And this is when Satan is even raising some terrible preachers.
attacking giving. Some preachers, yes. It's not ordinary. Satan is anointing them. Satan has you in mind to stop you from increasing. So I'm learning also, and I feel I should share. You know, at times, it's not good to keep some dealing to yourself alone. I need to share them so that you are learning. Because these are things that are working for me. They are working. So don't allow scripture and truth to guide you. So you must know scripture more than having sense. If you have so much sense, you will not do the will of God. I told myself, I said, God, help me. I will keep doing what I need to do, irrespective of the environment. I am fighting a spirit. I told my wife, I said, these things, I will keep doing it. Nothing will stop me. I am putting a demand on my account in the spirit. I'm telling God that you are still God. You don't change. So you see, you can see, I'm just showing you principles of wrestling. At times you fall short of where you should be in the spirit because you are looking at the natural. Once you do that, you start sinking. Like Jesus bid Peter to come. And Peter was coming and walking on water. Does it make sense to walk on water? Oh, no, nobody's answering me. It doesn't make sense to walk on water. But so, in Jesus' reality, Peter could walk down to him. And Peter was enjoying that reality as long as his eyes was on Jesus. So, obviously, the water disappeared. Before Peter, the water was not existing. But the word of the master was what motivated him. Please let the word of God motivate you. I just feel I need to minister to you. Immediately Peter saw the winds. You see, this wind is not online wind, it's satanic wind. What is that fear? Fear is that how can somebody walk on water? But you were working on this before. But you were working on it before. Thank God that you sealed this thing. No? That's sealing. So the water did not come. The water did not. So though it fell, the water did not go out. Wow. We should journey to the place of the sealing at every light of truth. So once you are sealed, you are protected. Even when there is harm, the content of God's life is always intact. So God just ministered through this thing right now. Can we say amen? So one thing I want to let you know, that leads me to let us not reduce in love in this season. Let's use this season to grow in love more. Let's use this season to grow in compassion more. Don't be insensitive to the needs of your brethren. At times, if you think of yourself alone, I thought about it that I can have something, but if I'm compassionate, I can cut that thing and create something else for someone else. Now, that thing that I cut and gave for someone else is more than enough for them. And I'll still be okay. I learned that in this season. I just need to reduce myself a little. But this one can still, it can be more than enough even for the other person. Because that other person's need is not as much as my need. So you have to learn that. So this, in times like this, Satan releases evil spirits to teach Christians. He teaches them because Satan hates your prosperity. He doesn't say like, when I mean your prosperity, I'm not even talking about money first. I'm talking about you abounding in the spirit. Satan hates it. He hates it more than anything. He always wants to limit people. Or limitation is Satan is Satan's work. Satan is one of the greatest work of Satan is to hinder. It brings limitation. Just brings you, just puts you in a limitation. You don't go beyond that level. Because I felt that I needed, someone was telling me, and I want to say this. I'm saying this because I'm a pastor. Please, don't give offering that is an ill favor offering. Don't buy buns and chin chin and put it in your belt. I'm telling you the truth. And now give offering to God that you know that cannot buy you. You know, for instance, you buy puff puff. I don't know what we buy. And you spend 1.5 at a sitting. And when you give offering, give 200 naira. Please don't do my God like that. You are killing yourself. You need to know that. I used to tell my wife, I said, she should not give some kind of offering. I tell her. I said, don't give that kind of offering. You can never give that kind of offering. I'm saying that because I know how big my God is. You must learn those things now because I know that some of us don't know it. We don't know those things. You can stand at one sitting, you spend 2.5. 1.5. You have taken 2 sausage. And then you take one more to step it down. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen, no. I hope I'm not coming too hard on you. I will not be doing well. You know, amen. Some of you can look, I'm Pastor Wondo. You don't understand. I cannot open some things to you. You don't understand some sacrifices. Some terrible, terrible sacrifices in the spirit. Because if I don't teach you these things, you will not know them. So I know that some of you do it. You know, even though I don't observe you, but I at times I pick things in the spirit. This one can spend 1.5 at a stand. Take 2 biscuits. When we are growing up in the faith, will we walk and give offering? I will be lying to you if I don't tell you. We'll rather walk and make sure that I have a seed to sow. I would rather starve myself from eating. We learned that. Those are the things we learned in Word of Faith. Oh, and I found out that because those days we used to buy tape. You know, I noticed a lot of things have changed. And I noticed that how can we help this generation to bring back some discipline? In this time, you don't buy tape. But that idea of buying tape has gone. Messages are available. No wonder you don't listen to it. You can afford not to listen to message because it's free. In my own time, when I was growing up as a young Christian, you buy tape. You don't understand. You buy tape. We will buy tape. 100 naira, 50 naira, 120, 150. So at times, you know, when you know that you don't have so much money, you have calculated, instead of me taking yogurt. What's this? In my own time, there's this thing that was raining. This fine ice yogurt. There's not even video. One fine ice yogurt. Yes. Tampico, all those stuff. Those were the things that were raining. Or ice cream that had one stick. Those are the things that were raining then. Normally, they're always around after church service. So you quickly cool off before you get home. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I will have calculated and say, I need to buy a message. So, tampico ni mio nemu. If I don't tell you this, you don't know. So, some of the things that I am enjoying now, they are not things I start, they are discipline of 25 years, 30 years. You have built an environment over the years that there's no way, it will come to a point that it's always raining. It's always raining. You will come to a God of all seasons. That is where I want us to get to as a church. But we'll not get there as a church if we are not massively using these principles. So many of us, we just operate by sense. You'll be using, and Satan will be lying to you. You don't know what some other people have been doing. You don't see them in a season and they are flourishing. And you think that it's graduate they are doing. It's not graduate. While you were sleeping, they were sowing tears. They were sowing in tears. Even before you were even giving birth to them, they have been sowing in tears. So I want to show you this. This is how to live. So never be moved by down economic times. You don't even know how they hurt the next seasons upon the earth. We don't know. We are in a time of threatenings of wars and rumors of wars. And we are in a nuclear world. So, but my heart will always be at rest because God is bigger than everything. Can we say amen? Amen. And the life of the brethren, you see, as a pastor, I try as much as possible to see that everybody is doing well in church. But it's not in every case I know. So we should not be insensitive to the needs of one another. Because there are some of your brethren saying that it's you that saw it. It's not me that saw it. When I say that, Pastor Dem and church are uncle Jim. But I cannot know that you are not eating and I will not do something about it. Believe me, that's the height I have, at least on my wife. But you know. So what are you doing about it? Well, that person is your brethren. Have you ever thought of dividing your food? Dividing your rice? Dividing your beans? Dividing your gari? Trying to see. You have egg in your house. Can you think of that other person? Do they need egg? As a person, I can't bear everybody like that. But that's my heart. So what? So don't be insensitive. Just think about yourself. If you are like that, you cannot provoke the economy of God. But I'm not saying because, you know, I'm not saying you can do everything for everybody. You can't please everybody though. But just make sure that your heart is not short. What I call mess, how would I call it? Bowels of mercy. Please don't shut it down. Let's be there for one another. Can we all say amen? I just feel I need to minister these things to us so that we will be wise. We will understand this thing. The Lord will instruct us further. I can't hear you say amen.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.